Hello, everyone.
You see your full shirt?
It's an old one. No questions?
How's it feel to be back?
It's cool, man. It's always like the first day of school. Obviously, training camp's not the funnest thing to do, but it'll prepare us and get us ready for the season. So it's always excitement to be back around the guys and, have some fun. And, you know, a lot of us being with our families over the last month and a half, it's always good to get back and, you know, have some guy time.
Devin, when you take the field tomorrow, it's going to be rimmed with fans. Can you just describe what that's like to get you geared up?
Oh, it was fun. You know, I came from college where we had all closed practices, so I still remember my first time walking out there and looking like, why are all these people here to watch practice? So I think it gives us always a boost. You know, you come out there and see all the fans that just want to watch practice and, you know, cheer us on and, you know, show that they're here from the start. So it's a good feeling and, you know, really a sign of, you know, training camp's back and, you know, it's time to play some football.
Devin, we just asked Matt about Tom Brady wanting to play into his mid-40s. What do you think? Do you think that's possible? And if so, why?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously I don't know what's possible, but I just keep watching him and trying to learn different things from him, you know, see what he does because, you know, the guy's been able to have such longevity at a high level. So, you know, I don't see a reason, you know, why he would slow down. He still, you know, does so much to help his body, so much mentally and physically to stay prepared and ready in the game. So I think for a lot of us, it's just trying to learn as much as possible from him. You know, he can teach us so much just about, you know, how to stay sharp and be ready to play at a high level whenever called upon.
Where do you think Stephon Gilmore is at in terms of his communication and knowing the defense and being on the same pages?
I think we're all, you know, relatively in the same spot. You know, it's kind of a grind to start each year, you know, kind of from that basic, really fundamental group with us. And I think we built on that in the spring. And, you know, all of us, we haven't talked, we haven't communicated on the field in over a month. So, you know, all of us have to start kind of from scratch tomorrow and build that back up through training camp. And, you know, hopefully we get out there as I ride a bike, you start to, you know, pick it up and get going. But, you know, from day one, we all kind of start on that same point because as a secondary, you know, you start together. You know, you don't have, you know, one guy here, one guy, you know, you're a group. You know, you have to play well and be together to, you know, have any type of success. So we'll all start on that basic level and just start to build tomorrow.
When you talk about starting from scratch, I mean, you've been around seasons after you've lost in the Super Bowl, won the Super Bowl, not made the Super Bowl. But when you come back and you're defending, do you have to remind yourself that much harder that, hey, we're starting from scratch? I mean, you have to kind of, I don't know if the word, humble yourself.
You get a chance to walk in one of Bill Belichick's meetings, you won't have a hard time figuring that out. So we start off every year kind of the same, and, you know, Bill will put us through the ringer and have all different things that we need to do as a team and build upon. So since I've been here, you know, I would say that's one thing we've never really had to struggle with coming from him, you know, and I think that's big for us because it starts from the top. So, you know, when Bill comes in there and he's ready to go and it's all about next season, guys follow suit. And I think we've had a good group of leaders and core guys that have been able to keep us on task with that throughout my years here.
You mentioned getting back to guy time and, you know, starting training camp once again. This is the first time you do it as a father. And how is that different than in years past?
Get some sleep at night in the hotel, so I'm excited about that. But it's fun, you know. I'm just looking forward to the days coming off the practice field, seeing my little daughter there. So, you know, it's a cool experience to be a father and then know, you know, you have this time to go to work and, you know, provide for your family and try to get better, have a good year, but also have something at home that's, you know, much more to play for, much more to live for and try to do the right things.
Depending on how you want to cut it, you guys have, like, well, you have 20 starters back from the Super Bowl last year. Most of those guys started last season. What's the relevance of that right now?
I guess we'll see. You know, I'm sure this next meeting we have with Bill, he'll come in and tell us there's no starters. We're all starting from scratch. And, you know, I think we'll go from there. I think the hard thing with this league is it's true. And, you know, as training camp goes on, you'll get reminders of, you know, whatever you did last year doesn't matter, and it won't just be here. It'll be throughout the league, whether it's surprise releases and different things like that. So, You know, I think, you know, going off your question earlier, you're humbled just by being in this league and seeing what transpires on a day in, day out. So, you know, hopefully the experience of having, you know, 20 guys that went out there and played meaningful football for us helps. But it's all about how we play this year, you know, and we all got to come back ready to go and, you know, ready to compete and, you know, play at a high level.
Devin, last year during training camp, that's when Colin Kaepernick first started making his stance during the national anthem. And I believe you had a brief message during the first game during the national anthem. You felt compelled to say something. So I'm just, or just to do something. How closely have you followed Colin, and are you surprised that he hasn't been signed to the team yet?
I've talked to him when we played him last year, but, you know, honestly, not that surprised that, you know, I think he kind of was aware of what he was getting into. Sad, but, you know, the guy's a good player. He's done some successful things in this league, but it's just how things shake out. You know, it's, you know, what he's done, I think, has made it hard for him to get a job. You know, just not even just going off his talent level, but just that alone makes it tough for, you know, teams to give him a shot. And I think you see that. But I think he was kind of aware of, you know, when he did and what he was doing, how, you know, the effect it would have on his career. So it's tough for him, I would imagine. So see, hopefully he gets picked up and has a chance to still play.
What's it like for you? We see guys in this league get second chances for domestic violence and for other violent crimes or what have you. And what's it like to see him maybe not get a chance because of the stance that he took?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. In this league, it's not promising. You know, there's people above us that make decisions to either have us on the team or not have us on the team. So everything you do will have an effect on your career. It's just something you have to deal with. You know, we're not the only profession that deals with that. You know, it's a lot of other professions you deal with. It's just we're in the public eye more. So it's something you kind of expect. You know, the longer you're in the league, you see more things. You kind of understand and see how it works. And you know, it's never easy to handle, but, you know, different things happen, and, you know, I believe everything happens for a reason.
Devin, there was a Boston University study published yesterday that found 99% of the players' brains studied hit CTE. How concerned do you get when you see something like that, and is that a subject that you've given, like, increasing thought to over your years in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, I think for all of us, technology has showed that, you know, we're getting more and more research, and I think the good thing for us as players is that, you know, the NFL and the NFLPA are finding ways to get all that information to us and making us knowledgeable of the situation. But I think, you know, all of us decide to play football. So, you know, that's why we're back here in training camp, you know, ready to go and compete for another year. So it's good to get that research and learn from it.
You always been a Dennis the Menace fan?
A little bit. You know, I'm just a fan of T-shirts. So if I see it, I think it's pretty cool. I'll rock it.
No,
I'm a little older than you think, Mike.
Okay, a couple more for Devin.
Matthew talked about some of the expectations being placed on you guys, including, you know, some people predicting you guys having an undefeated season is disrespectful to the rest of the league. Is that sort of how you feel?
Yeah, I mean, we're all, a lot of teams are starting today, but are starting this week, and, you know, to say before we even tackle somebody, throw a pass that, you know, we're going to beat everybody on our schedule, I think that is kind of disrespectful to the work and what everyone's trying to put in to, you know, be a team. You know, obviously every goal from every team is to not lose. You know, you don't go out there and plan to lose, but I think to, you know, not see anything from a team and just, you know, say they're going to win every game and disrespect every opponent on the schedule, it's kind of ludicrous. But I think the good thing is we don't pay attention to that. We kind of know. We have a good group of guys that have been here for a while that knows what it takes to go in to have a good football team, knows how hard it is to go out there every Sunday or whatever day you play and win a game. So we know the type of work we have to put in just to have a shot to go out there and win.
Take one last question.
Devin, you mentioned you guys secondary use.
Go ahead, Bob.
You mentioned that as a secondary, you have to start together. And in this case, you have guys coming in who are new to the organization, but veterans in the league like Stephon. And then there's a large group of rookies who play the cornerback position in particular. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how do you balance their development, and how challenging is that as a group to come together as one to start together when you have guys who are just trying to catch up to speed with the defense and other guys trying to catch up to speed with the NFL?
Yeah, it's like a day-to-day process, man. It's – it's a lot of fun, honestly. You know, I think now that it's going to my eighth year, I've been in all these different situations, whether it was a couple of years ago when we added, you know, Revis, Browner, when Chung came back. Those are all guys that had a ton of experience but had success in the NFL. And, you know, it would be the same thing with Steph, where you're just trying to catch them up on everything we do. And for me, I just try to throw as much information at you and try to tell you some key things that you obviously need to know in our defense. And, you know, the rookies are the same thing. Throw a lot at them. Try to help them be successful in the NFL, first of all. And then see what they retain and just try to help them each day. We've all been rookies before, so it's nothing that any guy can do to help you and, you know, make you understand it all in one day. It's just a day-to-day process where you learn, and obviously training camp's probably the worst when you're a rookie because you just don't know what to expect each day. But you just got to put your head down and go to work, and, you know, I think as a group, that's what we'll do. You know, we have a great group of guys to get practice with every day in training camp with our offense. So I think the first thing is just going out there competing each day, which, you know, can't be taught from any leader or coach. That's just as a group we'll have to have individually to go out there, and, you know, that'll come together collectively.
Thank you.
I was just going to ask you, I mean, you talk about the guys that haven't been here. For you guys that have been here for a while, you know, that safety room in particular, you have a lot of guys that have experience in the system. Are you learning right now, or is this time more just physical? Is it making sure you're in shape? How are you using these days?
No, I think you always learn about, you know, different plays. And, you know, as you play more years, it's kind of learning how you played something last year. Do you want to play it different? Do you want to play it, you know, the same? And, you know, I think that's the cool thing about our group is we are trying to do that. We're not just sitting in meetings like, all right, we already know our base coverage, our base. You know, we're trying to see, you know, some of us are trying to remember what the offense started off on day one and see if we could jump a pass or something with Tom. So it's always a group of guys out there in our safety room trying to get better. And the cool thing about the safety position is how you can help the corners, you know, and the more you can get to them on the edge, you know, information, things you see in the formation helps them out. So for us as safeties, you're always learning. You're always trying to get better. And, you know, I think the good thing is we have a group that we all push each other by, you know, talking trash in the meeting room, challenging each other to go forward. So, you know, our room is a special room and we have a lot of fun.
Thank you.